Welcome to the Untangling Life podcast with Rachel Wojo. I'm Rachel, and this podcast is where you'll find the space to clear your head and calm your heart. I'm so glad you're here. Make yourself at home. Hey there. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm Rachel, and I'm glad you're here. Today, we are talking about a very deep subject. When you want to break chains, just praise. And before we dive into that topic, I want to be sure that you know that our May Bible Reading Challenge on rachelwojo.com is focused on praise Him anyway, praising God no matter our circumstances. If you'd like to participate in 31 days of reading the Bible focused on learning to praise God no matter what, then join the challenge at rachelwojo.com. You can scroll to the bottom of the page and look at the Bible Reading Challenge under the blog. Praise God anyway. Also, you can participate by using the journal. This journal is available as a digital download. You can print it home or mark it up on your device. And now we want to talk about what to do when you want to break chains. Just praise. When the storms rage and there seems to be no end to lightning and thunder in our lives, how do we muster words of adoration for an allowing God? What do we praise Him for when the burdens loom larger than the blessings, or the suffering seems to produce only solitude? What really happens when we give God glory, no matter the circumstances? How can we understand the purpose of applauding our Heavenly Father? You know, embracing a spirit of worship in place of worry seems like it would be the easy exchange in the world, because we understand as Christians what the Bible has to say about praising God and how we need to focus on His presence in times of oppression. But how do we really unlock His power when we offer a sacrifice of praise? Well, Paul and Silas are the prime examples to show us exactly what to do. In Acts 16, verse 16, the Bible says, "Once when we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a female slave who had a spirit by which she predicted the future. She earned a great deal of money for her owners by fortune telling. She followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, 'These men are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved.' She kept this up for many days. Finally, Paul became so annoyed that he turned around and said to the spirit, 'In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her.' And at that moment, the spirit left her. When her owners realized that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to face the authorities. They brought them before the magistrates and said, 'These men are Jews and are throwing our city into an uproar by advocating customs unlawful for us Romans to accept our practice.' The crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas, and the magistrates ordered them to be stripped and beaten with rods. After they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. When he received these orders, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open and everyone's chains came loose. The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, 'Don't harm yourself. We are all here.' The jailer called for lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out and asked, 'Sirs, what must I do to be saved?' They replied, 'Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household.' Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and all the others in the house. At that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds. Then immediately he and all his household were baptized. The jailer brought them into his house and set a meal before them. He was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God, he and his whole household."
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
As the first Christian missionaries, Paul and Silas encountered trials and tribulations of every kind. In this passage, they were thrown in the inner prison, designated for the worst criminals. They were fastened in stocks. They were bleeding and broken, wounded and weary, hungry and thirsty. And they sat, or perhaps even lie, not even able to move their arms or legs to ease the pain of stinging nerves. Whether the pain was too excruciating or the environment too unbearable, at midnight, Paul and Silas remained wide awake. Amid the horrific situation, they prayed and sang praises to God. I like to imagine that the acoustics were phenomenal. From the throne of heaven, the God of all earth heard the sweetest praise notes of trust and love from his children. And he reacted as the mountain mover that his word says he is. Suddenly the earth shook and the prison doors were opened. Chains fell off and the prisoners set free. What chains could be broken in your life if you embrace the significance of praising God in all things? What prison doors would burst wide open through the power of the Holy Spirit? A few weeks ago, a friend of mine and my husband's small group mentioned the power of praise when we are praying to God. And since he mentioned it a few weeks ago, I have been wondering if that is why my own heart has seemed powerless at times, because I have failed to recognize the power of praise. If you want to see chains break, just praise the Lord. Paul and Silas are incredible examples of this. First, I want you to notice that I believe in my heart that one of the reasons that they were prepared to praise, they were praying and praising at midnight, is because that was their spirit all the time. If you back up to verse 16 of Acts 16, it says, "Once when we were going to the place of prayer." And I just believe that their hearts were already in a state of prayer, so changing their circumstances didn't change their hearts. I love that about Paul and Silas, and I have to ask myself, if I'm struggling with praising God, if I'm struggling with having a song in my heart, then is it because maybe I have not been spending enough time or enough tune with the heart of my God so that I can pray and have that heart of praise within me? So that's the first question I ask myself is, do I have a heart of prayer? And if I do, then that's my first step toward breaking those chains, because I know that a heart of prayer, one that's open communication with the Lord, is one that will praise him. I found that one of the best ways to praise God is just to start by thanking him for what he's done in your own life, thanking him for keeping his promises, for fulfilling his word. And then after you have thanked him for what he's done, I think one of the next steps for me is, if I'm struggling in a deep place and I don't know what to thank him for, when it seems like the situation is just too severe to thank him for anything, and I've dealt with plenty of those situations in my life. Between disease and death, it feels like some issues there is just nothing left to praise or thank God for. But I know that that is one of the places where we can praise God for who he is, because we know that he is going to keep his promises, and he has been from the beginning. He is the creator of all. believe I've shared this before on the podcast, but some of you may not have heard it. In January of 2019, after my daughter Taylor left us for heaven, I struggled with how to function as any parent would. And I found that one thing I could do, I couldn't read. I tried to read. I've always been a reader. I couldn't. My brain was just too foggy to be able to read. And there were times when I spent way too much time in front of the television just vegging because I couldn't function. I wasn't even thinking about what I was watching. But I found that I could do physical activity. And so I kept myself very busy with cleaning and organizing and mopping and sweeping and vacuuming. And I decided at one point we knew that we were going to sell our home and our basement had never been painted. So I decided that I would paint the basement and I would put on praise music and I would paint and I would praise and I would paint and I would praise some more. One of my very favorite songs to listen to was by Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. Of course, anything that they have produced was my favorite, is my favorite. But this particular song went way back. And the lyrics say, "In prisoner's chains with bleeding stripes, Paul and Silas prayed that night. And in their pain began to sing. Their chains were loosed and they were free." They sang, "I bless your name, I bless your name, I give you honor, give you praise, you are the life, the truth, the way, I bless your name, I bless your name." And then this short song only has two verses, but the next verse has always meant so much to me, and it says, "Some midnight hour, if you should find, you're in a prison in your mind, sing out and praise, defy the chains, and they will fall in Jesus' name. Just sing, I bless your name, I bless your name, I give you honor, give you praise. You are the life, the truth, the way. I bless your name, I bless your name." And so I encourage you, my friend who's listening, if you need to break some chains, if darkness, if discouragement, if depression has wormed its way into your life, then begin to praise the Lord for who He is. Not necessarily maybe for where you are in the moment, but for who He is. And those chains will begin to break, just as they did for Paul and Silas. I hope this episode has been an encouragement to you. I would love to have you join us for the Praise Him Anyway Bible Reading Challenge. This plan can be done any 31 days. I will include the links in the show notes. Thanks so much for listening in today. Until next time, God sees you and knows your need.
Thank you for listening to the Untangling Life podcast with Rachel Wojo. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, be sure to subscribe. For show notes and free resources, visit rachelwojo.com. See you again soon. Scripture and brain science agree. Meditating on God's Word transforms us and reduces stress in our lives. I'm Jody Nisnik, host of So Much More, Creating Space for God, a scripture meditation podcast. And each week I give you space to hear God's Word, listen to the Spirit, and pray about what's on your heart. And then we have a thoughtful conversation with guests to help us go deeper. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.